From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Tonight at a club in New York, a young English hip-hop poet from the small town of Stanford-La-Hope is performing, and he's hoping that a wildly successful song and video he put on his MySpace webpage will translate into success here in the U.S. The song is titled Thou Shalt Always Kill, and the artist calls himself Scroobius Pip. NPR's Guy Raz has a profile.
In the video, Scroobius Pip tears down a narrow flight of stairs, out the door, and onto a London street. He rattles off a list of pop culture-laced commandments.
Thou shalt not steal if there is a direct victim. Thou shalt not worship pop idols or follow lost prophets.
Thou shalt not worship pop idols is followed by 33 more commandments. Thou shalt not pimp my ride. Thou shalt not judge a book by its cover. Thou shalt not judge Lethal Weapon by Danny Glover.
Thou shalt not judge a book by its cover. Thou shalt not judge Lethal Weapon by Danny Glover. Thou shalt not buy Coca-Cola products. Thou shalt not buy Nestle products.
Scroobius Pip is about 6'2", beanpole thin, white. He wears skinny ties, and he has the long beard of a Hasidic Torah scholar or a madrasa student.
Thou shalt give equal worth to tragedies that occur in non-English-speaking countries as to those that occur in English-speaking countries.
His real name is David Meads. He took the name Scroobius Pip from an Edward Lear poem about a creature who didn't know what it was.
It's kind of a metaphor for the when I realized that I could kind of do spoken word and hip-hop and have indie influence and punk influence and jazz influence. It didn't have to be one specific thing.
Pip's collaborator is DJ Dan Lissac. He sports thick mutton chop sideburns down his round, ruddy face. And Lissac creates the beats and the music. Almost from the second Pip and Lissac posted the video to MySpace last year, they and it became a phenomenon.
A lot of people think it's about me just spouting off and telling everyone what they should or shouldn't do, but I wanted it to be a track that's got so many views and opinions that you can't really agree with all of them and would therefore make you research them a bit yourself and come up with your own opinion and make your own decisions.
For example, Pip commands listeners not to read the influential British music magazine NME. Still, NME's own reviewer called the rhyme 2007's Track of the Year. At one point in the video, Pip stands in a stairwell holding a stack of legendary rock albums and then tosses each one aside as he says,
"The Beatles were just a band. Led Zeppelin, just a band. The Beach Boys, just a band. The Sex Pistols, just a band."
It was just kind of pointing out that although the music is important and changes people's lives, the people who've made it are just regular people like everyone else. I mean, their job is important and touches people's lives, but it couldn't be said to be as important as like your nurses and your care workers and things like that. So they are all just bands and they're just blokes making music.
This is pretty much how Pip and Lissac see themselves, just two blokes making music, having a laugh. A couple months ago, well after their video became a hit, the duo auditioned in front of Simon Cowell and his panel on Cowell's new TV talent show called X Factor. They chose to sing a rather off-color tune by Snoop Dogg called Ain't No Fun If The Homies Can't Have None.
Guess who's back in the house with a fat for your fucking mouth?
That was just awful.
No, we can do others. We got others. We can do Regulate. We can do
You can't sing. Has anyone ever told you you can sing?
Well, yeah. My mum, my dad.
Can they sing? Probably not. Does it matter? Definitely not.
This is Phil Alexander. He edits the British pop music magazine Mojo, and he counts himself among their fans.
They're not manufactured, and I think that's the interesting thing, that actually a lot of their stuff has been done through word of mouth. It hasn't been done through loads of media. And I suppose the thing about it that makes it kind of work is the fact that specifically when you see the video, then you get even more into them.
This is a letter from God to man. It says, "Hey there, how's it going? Long time no see. I haven't been around much lately, but it didn't seem like you wanted me to be."
Scroobius Pip and Dan Lissac started collaborating a few years ago when they worked together at a record shop outside London. Now, even though it sounds like a storyline from a Nick Hornby novel, it's true. Lesac would take recordings of Pip's poetry and set it to sampled music and beats, and Pip just kept writing furiously.
So I'm writing to apologize for horrors committed in my name. Well, that was never what I intended. I feel I should take my share of the blame. Not the good I tried to was corrupted when organized religion got into full swing. What I thought were quite clear messages were taken to unusual extremes. My teachings were taken out of context to meet the agendas of others. Interpretations taken in different ways, hidden meanings discovered. Religion became a tool for the weak to control the strong. With all these new morals and ethics, survival of the fittest was gone.
I would describe what I do as spoken word or a conscious hip-hop maybe. And what Dan does is kind of electro beats, and he mixes indie sounds and electro sounds and hip-hop sounds and melds them all together. And then together we combine to make something.
I really want to know what she thinks of me, because I'm loving every idiosyncrasy. Ryan wants to jump who's to make a first impression. Been there, done that, learned the worst of lessons. Want to be loved for who we appear to be instead of who we are. A real slagger bats you behind a pomp and a facade. That's true, the rude boys down in pipes act hard. Kids shouting conventional clinical disregard. This is the beat that my heart skips. Kind of one.
There's a whimsical quality to much of what Scroobius Pip writes, but he also struggles to find the right language, words that he can actually pronounce. Since the age of four, David Meads has stuttered.
For me, if anything, I feel it's been a benefit. It's allowed me to grow. Because at school, where I was restricted with what words I could use, because of certain things I'd stutter on, it's a hard thing to get your head around if you've never had it. But speaking, I had to think a sentence or two ahead. So it kind of allowed me to widen my vocabulary without being much of a reader, but more out of a necessity.
Some of the language he uses is culturally specific to the UK, but even in Britain, there are critics who've wondered what he means by declaring, "Thou shalt always kill." It turns out it's a phrase from this side of the Atlantic.
The fact of the matter is it's purely from the hip-hop vernacular of if you've killed, you've done a great a gig. I used to end my poetry sets on that song, so I just end with,
"And thou shalt always, thou shalt always kill."
And over the next 2 weeks in five cities, Scroobius Pip and Dan Lesac are hoping to do just that. Guy Raz, NPR News.
And you can hear full songs from Scroobius Pip and Dan Lesac at our music website, npr.org/music.
Our program is directed by Greg Dixon, edited by Jonathan Kern, and produced by Neil Carruth. The technical director is Bill Deputy. The engineering supervisor is Robert Jackson.
At the National Desk, staff includes Steve Drummond, Ori Berliner, Phil Bruce, Les Cook, Muthoni Muturi, Amy Walters, and Marisa Penalosa.
Our executive producer is Christopher Turpin. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.